morning, the Chayyadim of the Shabbos, Klal Aleph, Rabbi Ernest Simon-Zog. The Chayyadim is not going to go through, you mentioned, various malachos which potentially are permitted to do on Erev Shabbos. So basically, the Klalim are going to be the following. So we mentioned the idea of malachos, Derech HaRoy. And the other explanation of Derech HaRoy is that it is something which is done easily. It doesn't. The person doesn't have to sort of settle himself into doing the malacha. It's a malacha kal, which doesn't take too long. So that is mostly to do in Erev Shabbos, even if you're going to get paid for it. Similarly, something which is obvious that a person is doing it for Shabbos, because it's something which people will look at and say, oh, the person is doing it. So you have a situation where a person is a plumber, and he's working on Erev Shabbos in somebody's house. It's obvious everybody that the reason why he's there is not because he's trying to get another few dollars before Shabbos, but because the person needs the plumbing fixed before Shabbos. So something which is obvious that it's being done the Tzorach Shabbos is again Motar Ibn Biskar. Something which is not obvious that it's being done for Shabbos, and it's something which a person has to really get involved in, so it's a person's convey himself in that. The person is not just, it's not Derech HaRoy, it's Keva. So in that situation, it's mutter to do, but the person, but it is Erev Shabbos, so it's mutter to do, but the person should not get paid for that. Okay, so now he's going to read it inside. So we said the heter of Derech HaRoy is mutter, which we just explained. The second explanation of Derech HaRoy means that it's something which a person does without major involvement. It's done fairly quickly and easily. L'tzorach Shabbos, mutter kol yom afil l'sak and b'gdi chaberu imenu noto skar. Something which is for Tzorach Shabbos, but it's not obvious that it's being done for Tzorach Shabbos. So you're doing it for Tzorach Shabbos, so it's mutter. You're doing it for the need for Shabbos. So the person needs, but I'm a tailor. It's not obvious that I'm fixing somebody's clothing for the purpose of Shabbos. So I can do it, but I should not get paid. So mutter kol yom means it's permitted to do the whole day, even up to right before Shabbos. Even not only for myself, but even for somebody else. I feel the sakin b'dei chaveroi, even to do it for somebody else. Im eino noto skar, if a person not getting paid. Mutter listaper kol yom, I feel the skar. But to get a haircut is mutter the whole day. Even if you're paying the barber. So the barber is allowed to do this work even later in the day. The nikar l'kol shehu l'tzorach Shabbos, because it's obvious. So here we have our three groups. We have something which is obvious it's doing for Shabbos, even though a person has to get involved in it and focus into it. So there's an element of keva. Since it's obvious to everybody, it's permitted even for skar. If it's keva, some person has to get involved in the malacha and stay focused onto it. And you're doing it for Shabbos, but it's not obvious, it's mutter, but you should not get paid. And something which is done very briefly and quickly is permitted even to get paid, even if it's not for Shabbos. Furthermore, a person is allowed to write a letter. Even though a person sits down to write a letter, a person is staying, maybe writing a long letter. But it's permitted because that's considered, usually that writing a letter is not something that a person is getting so involved in. A person sits down and dashes off. A Gerus Shlemim is a letter which is written just to greet somebody, to say hello. It's not conveying major messages. Nowadays, obviously, we do those by calling on the phone, etc. But once upon a time, all communication was by letters. So sometimes the letter was to address an issue, etc. So that's Derech Keva. That's writing, Malacha of Shabbos. And it's Derech Keva. The person is going to sit down and stay focused into it. But a Gerus Shlemim is a person who's writing a friendly letter. Usually goes quickly. Or a person is writing for Tzorach Mitzvah. He's writing Svarim. He's writing, as he's learning, he's writing something down to remember his learning. So that's going to be the fourth heter that we have, at Tzorach Mitzvah. If a person is doing it not the Tzorach Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. Abul Asr Lichtoiv L'chaveira B'schar. But a person, let's say a person is doing it as he works with somebody else to write the person's letters or the person's learning even. So that's not going to be permitted. People which are craftsmen, people which are doing different types of manual labor, these type of things which a person is doing, a person has to keep in mind the time. Even though we're saying there are certain permissions over here, and a person might be under that umbrella of those permissions, which is fine, but at the same time, there is a time aspect that they have to be aware of. Okay. So we end up with various different categories which are permitted. Something which is derech haroi, which means a person does not have to settle into the work. It's not dashed off fairly quickly. It's number one. Number two, something which is for Shabbos, but it's not obvious that it's for Shabbos. It's permitted to do for somebody else even, but you can't get paid. Something which is obvious it's being done for Shabbos, even though it's derech keva, it's permitted to do and to get paid. Something which is a tzarech mitzvah is going to be permitted. And then we mentioned before that regards to doing business, buying and selling something, so that's not considered malacha for these purposes, according to many poskim, and that would be permitted as well, even later in the day. Okay, with that, I think we've covered the points we would like to touch on this siman. Bez Hashem, we will start the next siman tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.